when you go through a whole phase, like you said.
Mm-hmm. Things have built up for, like, you know, for 8 years I've been doing this since I was 16. Now I'm 24. I've seen very little money. I've been insulted by record labels, by lying to me, not necessarily the labels we're dealing with now, because Roadrunner is God. I'm very happy with it and everything. So I want people to understand that we have a great business with relationship with our European label. But former labels, or labels that maybe we're still even working with in the States, have literally slapped me in the face by lying to me.
Over money?
Sure. And after 8 years of doing something, I think I deserve to be able to survive off of my dream, and my dream is music.
And before that, you had to work as a lorry driver, or?
What, before the band?
No, I mean, during this period of record labels betraying you?
Oh, luckily my parents have been supportive, and I've been able to still remain at home.
Your parents support your music, and they listen to the music?
They don't necessarily sit there and listen to it, but they think
I
do...
low volume, probably.
Yeah, they think I do good for what type of music we're playing.
Uh-huh.
But I've, you know, the only time we really make money is when we tour. You know, merchandise is our lifeline, so to speak, stuff like that, you know. So I've just, it's been a hard 8 years, and a lot of times I let my anger through the business come out in my personal life, and things seem to have gotten entwined. I was just unhappy in both. It's just, I'm a person, so maybe no one will understand, but maybe as fellow humans out there,
yeah,
or someone, they'll understand that I'm a person. I've got to deal with stuff just like anyone else. I'm not rich because I have 4 albums out. I'm not the superhuman that people think people in bands are. You know, I'm a person, and I had to deal with what I had to deal with. I had to take time out from everything. And I deserved it, and I would do it all over again.
Who would have thought you were a super person? People in the audience, very young people, or just fans, or
I don't know. People in general seem to forget that people in bands are people. You know what I'm saying? That they don't have a perfect life. That they're able to have problems of their own.
Mm.
Really, this is definitely a problem because, you know,
the new kids on the block probably don't have any problems.
I would not imagine. Just whatever, you know. I couldn't imagine them having a problem now.
Mm. They're horrible, aren't they?
They're hideous. They're a money scam, yeah, and it worked.
Genetics, there's another thing you're singing about. There's one song about genetic engineering.
Mm-hmm.
It's very interesting.
Cool.
So you're thinking about a new breed of humans or animals
in
the future?
Like in the paper, you know, there's so many new things, how they can determine what sex the baby will be these days. I read stuff like that, and it's just amazing how we're kind of, in a way, eliminating. It's kind of cool, maybe, to have that choice, but it's kind of eliminating the natural. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? We're kind of interrupting the way things are meant to be, and in a way. And I think one day we'll get so sophisticated we're just going to resort to some type of advanced human race, perhaps, you know, in a literally perfect form of life, perhaps. You know, who knows what's possible? Yeah. Who would have ever dreamed we could transplant hearts? You know, that's insane, you know.
So one day, maybe in the year 2010, the government would say, we need 3 more death metal singers, and we breed them. So you'll be the breeding machine.
That'd be funny, definitely.
Yeah.
I would probably receive no money for it either.
But there's a lot of money in genetic engineering,
sure,
involved,
yeah,
but they don't give it to the
right.
to the users.
The creator is always the last one to see money, you know, it seems.
A couple of days ago, when I went through all these death metal records I've played in the show recently, I thought, what will happen to these? Oh yeah, I watched on MTV, I watched one of the latest Rolling Stones videos where Mick Jagger looks really like a 70-year-old man.
Really?
And I thought, what will you do when death is really approaching?
Well, I don't think I'll be singing this stuff anymore. You'll
be singing pop music like Metallica?
Yeah, right. God, I have no comment about that.
That's probably the way to deal with age, an aging thrash or death band.
Right.
Can you sing death metal when you're 50?
No, I'm concerned about my throat as it is, you know. One day I hope that, you know, I can be financially secure enough to maybe go into maybe recording school and learn to one day become a producer or something. You know, I would like to remain in music and around music because it's just fascinating and it's in my blood, so to speak.
Do you think death will ever die?
Sure, of course. One day the band has to come to stop and it'll be very sad because I just hope when it comes to stop, I'll have gotten, I think, what I deserve out of what I put in. I put 8 years of my life that I'll never get back. I had a lot of years that weren't necessarily your normal years at the age of 16 or 17 years old. You know, I quit high school in 10th grade to pursue music, which was a very risky and maybe not a very intelligent thing to do. But that's how much I believed in what I was doing. And back then it was very risky, considering death metal was looked at as, thrash in general was looked at as garbage. So I just hope that one day before the band's over, I'll feel good about what I've done. I'll just feel better if I just get a little something out of it, you know.
How many bands do you know which have death in their name?
Living
Death.
Quite a few.
Death Wish.
Living Death, Megadeth, Napalm Death, Death Wish, Death Row, Death Angel, Lawnmower Death.
Testament.
Right.
Testament. Oh, geez.
There's a lot, you know, definitely. But there's only one death.
And there's only one grave.
Exactly. True.
Yeah, what would you recommend people to do with their young lives when they start listening to music when they're 14 and then when they're 16 they can afford a guitar and they find they're able to do thrash or death metal music?
I would say just
stay at high school.
Stay in high school. I could have probably worked out school and the band as well because we were just doing demos at the time, you know. So definitely stay in school, but pursue what you believe in, you know.
Is that possible? Because school always irritates you a lot.
Right, but
they put so much garbage into your brain.
I suppose, but the thing is, you know, at the time, it seems like time goes by so slow, but as soon as you're out into the real world, time flies. These years are going by too fast for me. You know, I can't get over it's 1991. You know, I just remember like it was a few months ago, it was 1983, and I was in the garage recording demos on a little radio, you know, so it's definitely, you know, people shouldn't really rush in life. That would be my best advice. Don't rush things, you know. Mm-hmm. School isn't all that bad. It's just a responsibility you have, and it's to better your life, you know, definitely. I think it should be looked at as a positive thing.
Usually when I start an interview, I ask three questions, like a quiz thing. I forgot that. I have to.
Oh, really? Okay.
Okay, what is tofu?
What is tofu?
Yeah.
It's a type of food you eat, isn't it?
Yeah. What does it look like?
Is it brown?
Can be brown, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know.
What does it taste like?
I think it tasted kind of gross when I ate it. I think I had a tofu burger or something like that.
Yeah, which looks brown because it's fried.
Right.
But the real tofu looks white.
Oh, really?
Do you know what it's made from?
Soybean, perhaps?
Yeah, very good. 100 points.
Not bad. Right on.
What's the difference between Pac-Man and Miss Pac-Man?
Miss Pac-Man looks kind of feminine. that's the only difference I'm aware of, as portraying a female Pac-Man. I'm really not familiar with the game a lot.
And could you draw the leaf of an oak tree?
Yeah, I think I could.
Could you draw it with your finger?
Sure. Wait, let's see. No, I can't do
that. That's another tree.
Yeah, that's
I know what you mean.
I'm thinking of
Efeu. Was ist das? Was heißt das auf Englisch? Oh, I gotta say this to the listener.
Oak tree? Okay, yes. I'm thinking of something else.
The ancient German oak.
Right, yeah. We have oak trees in the US, but it might be a different, like...
Alexandra is drawing one. Yeah,
there you go. Yeah. Sorry, I blew that one.
Thank you very much.
Sure, no problem.